Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the Late Show. Welcome. Okay, we don't have a stream chat. Actually, I should make one for the stream tomorrow.
Hi, Smoothie.
But the comments will do for now. Oh, hi, yo. Gozaimasu. Welcome, one and all, to proof that I'm dumb. And I'm not asking you to prove it. I'm saying this is proof that I am dumb. I will tell you the tale of my dumbness.
Smoothie, I love you. Hi. Hi, baby girl.
Are you ready for my dumbness? Are you ready for it? It's really funny, I think. It's really funny. How do I best refresh these? I keep on trying to refresh.
Hi, baby. Hi.
Sorry, I think Smoothie's happy I'm home.
You wanna sit in here? This is not a good shape for you, is it? Hmm? You're so funny. Oh, yo.
Okay. I went to the movie theater to watch a new movie that was kind of on my radar for a little while. And we talked about it on stream, I think. I asked you guys, I mentioned this movie called Hamlet, and I was like, is it not Hamlet? And we looked it up, and I think I read out loud an explanation that said, this movie, or this, is based on something from William Shakespeare or so. Or not the movie, but like the Hamlet thing itself, but also the movie, I guess. I think that was a couple weeks ago. I don't know. Alone? No, not alone. With my bestie. Huh? There's no Anne Hathaway in the movie. There's no Anne Hathaway. Okay, do you guys remember me mentioning this movie in the stream? But then I completely, like, forgot about it, and I wasn't planning to watch it necessarily. But anyway, I had a date with my best friend, and originally we were gonna watch Zoomania, I think, or Zootopia. But then last night I was like, you know what? I'm not even so interested anymore in that. We should watch Hamlet. Like, this whole time it's looking at me so stunningly. It just looks so good. I feel like I'm gonna eat it up. It's so good. I need it. But I never watched a trailer, and I already forgot what it is. Not what it's about. I never knew really what it's about anyway, but I was so brain empty, I think. Something about it rang a bell for sure. The Hamlet thing rings a bell. But I never really knew who Hamlet is, or Hamnet. And anyway, I knew it was gonna be something based on a real story. So, this is a 2-hour movie. And we're sitting in there, and most of the time it focuses on this girl, on this woman called Agnes. Most of the time it focuses on her, and you really think it's a story about her. And I'm like, where does this Hamlet start showing up? When is this Hamlet person gonna appear? Where is this going? But it's like mostly about this woman, and then she like makes his family and so on. She meets this guy really early, and Really early, you already like hear him being called Will, and really early, you already hear him say some poetic things. And then they marry, they get kids. First, they get one girl, and then twins, and here and there, it's really like, psych, this is not, it's not happening. What you think is happening is not happening, and it's quite nice, you know, but like, there's ups and downs. It's like a really emotional movie. Lots of crying moments. And this Will character, he kind of leaves the family behind, going to London to work. And he comes back, but the wife is getting more and more frustrated about him never being there because a lot of shit goes down. I don't want to spoil it, but a lot of shit goes down and he's just not there. And then 1 hour, 30 minutes or so into the movie, they finally say his full name for the first time. They finally say it. They say William Shakespeare. And I'm like, oh! Oh, the guy. Oh, wait. I mean, oh, I'm so fucking dumb. This movie is about William Shakespeare. This guy is William Shakespeare. I know this 1 hour and 30 minutes into a 2 hour movie that this guy is William Shakespeare. Of course it is. I should have known because, like, weeks before we analyzed on stream that this is a play, a theater, whatever that Shakespeare once made. And I forgot that information completely. And even though I hear this character being called Will throughout the whole movie, and he's being poetic, and he starts making a play, etc., it does not fucking strike me until they say it as clear as anything could ever be. They say William Shakespeare. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, of course. Why am I so dumb? Am I supposed to? No, and then my friend was so nice. She was also like, yeah, honestly, I wasn't even so sure either. And she's way more like educated in these kind of things. And she told me the way the whole movie was built, she does think that you're supposed to be kind of unsure. You're supposed to be uncertain. And then I was like, yeah, maybe that's true because the focus mostly is on the wife, and they never say his last name until that late. And they kind of hide his work until the later time in the movie. They kind of hide that. Well, I mean, they hint at him getting more and more successful and all that, but they mostly keep it behind the curtains because the focus is on something else. You know what I mean? So, okay, I feel a little bit less stupid because of that, but I mean, I do feel really stupid. I was like face palming so hard and trying to keep it together because I was so fucking dumb. I was so fucking dumb. That's it. This couldn't have been an email. Shut up. Shut up. I'm so dumb. Like I felt like doesn't I should know. I should know that Hamlet. I mean, I had thought in my head that it's surely a play by some kind of poet, and this guy seems to be some kind of poet, but I didn't quite make the very obvious connection. And there was even a moment where he said his famous line, "To be or not to be, that is the question." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I know that phrase. Some famous poet said that once." And then 5 seconds. Not 5 seconds, but like a few minutes later, they're like, William Shakespeare. And I'm like, oh, it was William Shakespeare who said that. Oh, yeah. So I felt really stupid. But I'm thinking, probably, I feel like in my age, you should notice and you should make that connection still. But people who are maybe a generation or two or three or four or five generations younger than me. They might very well go into this movie not really knowing anything about Shakespeare, let's be real. And maybe it's especially for these people. Like they will maybe understand like know the name, have heard the name before, but they wouldn't really know Hamlet is from William Shakespeare, etc. And they will also have that aha moment. the same time I had it. But what I'm saying is I shouldn't have had it. I'm dumb. I should have known. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's it. Yeah. But I do want to say the movie is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Me and my friend were crying so much. It was so stunningly emotional and so satisfying in a way at the end. And wow. Wow. Hamlet is not about him either. Yeah, his play, Hamlet, is not about Shakespeare. Yeah. I now need to do research about Hamlet, what that play actually was about. I mean, they did show the play partially, but now I'm kind of curious. I mean, I kind of know what it's about now, but yeah. Yeah. Crazy. It was so good, though. I really recommend it. It's really good. Okay, that's all I had to say. I couldn't keep this in because I felt so silly. I have to get up kind of early tomorrow. Yubby. Yeah, I'm not tapped into literature that much. That is true. But I feel like this is like common knowledge. I mean, I don't necessarily feel like I lack common knowledge, but it was just really fucking pun for me to pick up this information weeks ago, then completely forget it and not notice the whole movie until they clearly say William Shakespeare 1 hour and 30 minutes into the movie. Why did it take me so long? I researched this weeks, months before. How could I completely lose that? Where did that go? Where did that grain of information in my head go? Why did I decide to feign ignorance? Huh? Yeah, the way they built it up, I guess it really is supposed to be making you doubt the whole time. Unless you have, like, a lot of knowledge about Shakespeare's life and Hamlet and everything, then you would know very well what's going on. But if you go in there not knowing much, then you would have this aha moment like me, I guess. Maybe it's not as dumb as I felt, but I felt very dumb. Yeah, I was just chilling. I just wanted to see a nice movie that visually looked like I would like it. And I really liked it. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Honestly. I'm glad I didn't go see Zoomania, Zootopia. I forgot which one was the English version. Yeah. I really recommend it, even though I already, like, spoiled you the big aha moment. What? Nintendo Direct? Eh? What? There's one in 15 hours. What do you mean now? Is there something now? It's never around this time. There's like a partner thing in 15 hours. You would have figured it out. Yeah, yeah, because you know you're Shakespeare, don't you? Just because I had a Shakespeare face. Oh, you would love it. It's like such a good movie. It's really heartbreaking, though. You're gonna cry. What is the genre of the movie? It's a tragedy, baby. It's a sad movie. God, Twitter spaces are so weird with the comments. I sort by newest, but it's like so all over the place. No, I like going into the movies without watching a trailer completely. I like being completely blind with it. Same with games here and there. If I can trust that the game will be good, then I'm not even gonna watch a trailer. If I know that I will like it when I'm like pretty confident about it. How is it a spoiler? Well, because it seems like if you really don't know anything about Shakespeare, then this it is really built like it's gonna be a surprise to you. 1 hour 30 into the movie. They did talk weirdly. Whenever they talked weirdly, when they were in play, stage play mode, I was like, whoa, 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 chotto, what are you talking about? Yeah, it was very, very beautiful movie. I still have more times. I really want to talk about Fallout. Okay, so really quickly, spoiler zone. I mean, not really. I'm trying to not say anything clearly, but here are my thoughts. Here are my questions because I finished the season, and my questions are: what the fuck is happening in Canada? What the fuck are the Canadians trying to do? What is the Canadians' hand? Or maybe it's just that one Canadian, but why did she even feel the need to, you know? And where is that last visual that looks so mountainous and snowy? So that makes me think, is that in Canada? What the fuck is happening in Canada? And I have more thoughts, but they're mostly overtaken by the Canadians. What did you guys do? You're f 17 minutes away from finishing the episode. Watch this later. But you can mostly relate to this, I think. If you're interested, there's a movie adaptation of Hamlet from 1996. Damn, that's old. It adapts the entire thing with no cuts. So it's like the actual play made into a movie. At what point in the movie I was saving it? Yeah, please go ahead and check it. But I feel like you're gonna be biased now because you know that there will be such a point, and you will know already that this is about Shakespeare. So you can't really make a good opinion about Yeah, going blind. Yeah, why not? Like, let's be a little bit more naive about the things that we get into. Twitter sucks. You can imagine how sad Hamlet is. Yeah, it seemed extra sad in the movie for different reasons. It's a really good tearjerker. My BFF was crying all the time. We were both keeping it in as much as we could. Anyway, I should keep this short so people can catch up with it. Maybe we can talk about Fallout tomorrow, but it was so riveting. Ah, the fucking cliffhanger though. What's phase two? What the fuck is phase two? What's phase two? Ah, nobody cleared up what the fuck. I have an idea, but it doesn't quite make sense. And then the whole revelation about where the real experiment happens. Yeah, but then what's the point of the vault? Then everywhere is a fucking experiment. Romeo and Juliet, set in modern times. It uses all of Shakespeare's original play dialogue. Oh, how is that gonna work in modern times? All right. Don't think of them as humans, think of them as Americans. Yeah, so it's an interesting line. Space keeps cutting out? Oh. Oh, really? I think it's because I'm, even though I'm home, I'm on my other phone's hotspot for some reason. In Fallout, backstory is that America annexed Canada way before the events of the show and the games. Okay. Maybe I'll watch a analysis now. I need an analysis. Is it not Big Mountain that's a DLC? I it looked like a couple of big mountains. Let me switch my internet. Looked like it seemed like it's the place that they showed at the very, very first beginning of season one, season two, where the guy, the older looking guy with the round glasses that never appears again from most of the show, where he escapes out of. America annexed Canada. Oh, where did that go? Where did that go? Where did the comment go? America annexed Canada and basically did some pretty crazy stuff for their resources. Steph is basically taking revenge for Canada as the inside girl. Facility thing is in the Rocky Mountains. Probably the HQ of the enclave. I still don't really know what the fuck the enclave is. Enclave is. It's all very intriguing. The annex, I think that's going to be about the Operation Anchorage DLC Fallout 3 had. Huh? The annex. But what is phase two? Yeah. You guys, if you got spoiled now, I'm so sorry, but like, I can't. You have to keep up with me. They. What? So now I have to wait over a year or so to find out what phase two is? How can I, bro? Or is there lore that explains it? What phase two is? We don't know what phase two is, right? Tell him to minimize the space window that fixes the issue, Naruhodo. If you have a cutting. Oh, it's a desktop exclusive issue. Wow. I can't see newcomers there. You always have to like refresh it weirdly. They were teasing the first evolutionary virus too. Yeah. What even is that? Is that just in the what comes after lots of incest? The consequence is it just the consequences of incest? Forced evolutionary virus? Yeah, there must be a connection to phase two. But why? Why? Well, I guess Lucy is not really. Lucy and her brother are not really much affected by that virus because not much incest happened for those people. Because I was just wondering, why would Hank put his own family into an incestuous vault? Wait, so if I want to know more about the Enclave, which game do I have to play? Let me try to find the newest comments. Oh, the Romeo and Juliet movie is good. Where the fuck are the newest comments? Bro, Twitter, you're so useless ever since. Period. Fallout 76 goes heavy on the Enclave. Fallout 2 and 3 are the Enclave one. So, like, every fucking Fallout except New Vegas. Second game focuses mostly on Enclave, Fallout 3 as well. There's been talks of a remake on the sequel. Oh, okay. Yeah, not like I really have time to play Fallout 3 right now, or any Fallout for that matter. Huh. Incest is in the Fallout charm? Of course it is! In one of the, I mean, with so many experiments in vaults, you would have to assume that one of the vaults' experiments would be incest. One of them for in high with high certainty. Feff is the stuff that makes super mutants. Oh. What? But huh. But I'm still confused and sorry again, spoiler. But like at the end they say the real experiment is on the surface, not in the vaults. But what the fuck do you mean with that? The vaults are the experiments factually. And I see how the surface is also an experiment. Maybe they want to see how fucked up people can get on the surface in general. How long it takes for them to all eradicate each other, or who comes out as a winner, or whatever. I don't fucking know. But like, he made it sound like the vaults are really not an experiment, but they obviously are. Some of them had really horrible, I mean, they all kind of had horrible experiments, fucked up experiments. How can you say that's not it? Huh? Maybe he just wanted to be super edgy. Okay. Yeah, and they did kind of hint at saying that the president and like the whole like you know those yeah, the president I guess and whoever he represents made the death clause. They didn't say it clearly, but I think they hinted at it. The conclusion was there. So now what they're just is it like they're just playing with toys? They make super mutants, they make death claws, they make them fight each other. But what's the fucking point? What's the fucking point? I mean, I guess they want to have as little humans left as possible and only the humans that think like that. But on the way, no, they are eradicating pretty much everybody. I don't know. It's kind of fucking messed up, weird. There was a lame line to be punchy, like they thought it was a banger. It was kind of a banger. Surface dwellers are exposed to radiation. Yeah. And FEV and are thus all muted. Yeah. So I see how that's an experiment, but the line just kind of makes no sense. Like saying the real experiment is on the surface. Then everywhere is an experiment. Okay. Not just the surface, everywhere. So maybe they want to see the difference of the forced evolution virus, how it affects people on the surface versus how it affects people in the vault. Because on the surface, it combined with the radiation makes them into monsters. Oh, what? And government. Main antagonist. Oh, You have to catch up with House of the Dragon first? What are you doing? You're like 5 years behind me. What did you think of NCR's arrival? It was so good. I thought like Legion would come first and it would get real messy, but thank God the NCR showed up there. That was really cool. I'm glad. It really makes me think in the end, because even I chose NCR, and in the end, NCR is really like the lesser evil, the best choice, the most reasonable for reasonable human beings, the most worth to support. And even, I was going to say, even Lucy seems like the kind of person that would go to the NCR. I mean, I say even, but I feel like throughout the season it becomes... At the end, it becomes really clear that they're supposed to be the goodest people, the most rational people. Pressure on Anchorage in Alaska. The US reinforced it. This resulted in US troops storming over Canada, so they were doing an accident. Well, they were at it since they needed resources anyway. Is there like a good video that you guys recommend about like the lore and maybe analysis of the season? If yes, send it to me on Twitter. Yeah, the NCR is amazing. Love the NCR! It has different effects on non-irradiated Voltrails versus irradiated. Cool. Well, but I don't think that's interesting. Is that worth... Who gives a shit? Is that worth an experiment? And, I mean, that means Hank would involve his own kids that he obviously does love a lot in that experiment. Why would you do that? I mean, I don't know. What even is the point of that experiment? I personally don't care about the specific difference. I see how maybe making an experiment about it on the surface would be fun to crazy villains, but why must you know the exact difference about what happens in the, what's that? I need to suspend my disbelief. That was accurate in the show. They just survived the nukes and became wild. Oh. So they were there before. The Deathclaws were there before. Yep, I saw the 3-6 star, but I'm gonna wait and see after rolling for Gilberta. What I have left over. What I'm missing. I won't decide yet. Some men just like to see the world burn moment, yeah. I guess so. So the president is fucking evil, right? I thought the conclusion of Robert Howe's not really being that evil, or also being pretty reasonable, I guess, was pretty cool. I think I'm still a bit confused about the... congressional woman ending up as the mainframe. How did that? I don't think I'm supposed to know, but I'm confused. I guess she pissed somebody off, or you know, somebody has to do it. So, and she has maybe she was just like right for the job. Old pre-war American government that went into hiding when the bombs fell. Oh. Second game. Main bad guys in the second and third. American deep state. The militant remnants of the US government. No. Wait, I'm reading things from 11 minutes ago. Twitter, give me something new. There's a certain vault located in Colorado, Fallout, that has a... Yeah, no, that's where the wife is going, apparently, or has gone. That's where we're going next in season 3. We're going to Colorado, and I don't know shit about Colorado in Fallout. I loved how this whole season was made for me. I'm so glad I played New Vegas because this season was perfect for me having played New Vegas. There was so much. It looked 100% accurate. It looked exactly like in the game. That was so exciting. Everything looked just on point. That was so cool. They're using her specific personality. Okay, I figured it might be something about her specific personality. It's a bit hard to balance and fully understand. It's very, why would you try to do this? Thank you. To an extent, I get it. And then when I think about it too hard, I start questioning. Okay, I get why. I get like some of the motivations of companies sponsoring a vault and in exchange doing whatever, like evil shit their company always wanted to do for research, I guess, for science. But then, yeah, why? I mean, if you're gonna do all these experiments and shit, like, in the end, you're gonna lose so many human lives, then you're gonna lose your whole fucking potential customer base. Who's gonna buy your company's products or make use of them if you're participating in the eradication of, I don't know, 80% of the world? They had a cut route where NCR and House team up and they combine an argument. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good combo. NCR and House. It's, oh, the unclap. Oh, cool. I'm gonna save that video. NCR is more fair to everyone than the other factions. Yep. Yeah, they're pretty decent. They're pretty cool. The full story. Oh, yeah, let's go. That video is also good. Yeah, and I did like... there were so many moments in the season, too, where they... kind of really implemented the silly aspect of NPCs in the Fallout games. They got it just right in the show too, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's just some ridiculous silly moments. If you didn't play the games ever, if you're just somebody who watches the show, in this case, that ain't me, but I feel like someone who would only watch the show, someone who randomly stumbles into this would maybe be a little bit like, what the fuck? This is too unserious for me. But if you played the games, then it's like, this feels like something that an NPC would say, or this is something that would happen to an NPC in Fallout. It's just right. Do you agree? And all the endings of each episode were so Fallout too. I love it. Such a vibe. Surface whales are exposed to an irradiated and weaker form of FEV and are basically immune to it. The real effects of FEV are only visible in vault dwellers who... And why would they test it anyway? Why would they? But are we saying that every vault gets tested? Like, besides every experiment that each vault has on its own, were they trying to test FEV on every single vault? Or just those three? They want to spread the type that eliminates all mutated DNA? You mean the surface ones? Remember Lucy was carrying his head? Wait, who are we talking about? Are we talking about the glasses guy? Wait, that's 17 minutes ago. Shit. He never appeared again because he was dead. He was... Right. Fuck. Right. I was mixing up timelines because they were showing so many different timelines. But what I'm saying is the place that they showed at the end is where that guy, it's the same place that they showed at the very beginning where that guy was running out of, which is that Colorado? I think I have seen or heard that Colorado is, mountainous and cold. So that's where they're going, and that's where his wife, where the ghoul's wife went, seemingly. I thought this said proof that I'm not dumb. Yeah, sorry, I'm like talking so much about the Fallout, the show right now. But I talked about why I'm dumb earlier. I'm almost done. We're gonna finish this topic and then I'm gonna go. Effie was not used in every vault. Okay. There are Effie vaults. Most vaults have social. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. Definitely felt like NPCs from the game sometimes. For real, for real. So silly. They're so silly. Lucy failing the speech checks for the cons and the Legion. Wait, the cons? Wait, when did we see the cons? Okay, I'm fucking dumb again. There we fucking go. I know we saw the Legion. I know we saw NCR. I know we saw Super Mutants. I know we saw the Brotherhood. I know we saw all of that. I don't remember seeing the cons. What the fuck? They're screwed in Fallout 2 in New Vegas. Aww. Okay, you guys agree. I now know that you guys agree with what I said earlier. Good. We got that. Oh, the whole way, like one of the things that was so silly and like perfect to me was, I mean, also I was suffering with him, but the way the ghoul was on that spike for the longest time and ghouling out, ghouling all over the place in a way that was very Fallout-y. I feel like there happened, there was a lot of progression in these episodes. And I don't mind them dragging it out either. I just don't want to wait so long in between the seasons. Since that happens on the East Coast. Yeah, do I. Has the show. Sh has the TV show shown any impact of what happened on the East Coast in Fallout 4? Is there anything of interest to me? A YouTube audio only mobile stream. Like a podcast. If that shows up on the live part, the live category, I don't know if I like it. I don't want to spam my gallery, so to say. Experiments are for figuring out how to build a space colony and leave Earth, so they don't care about humanity since they're leaving. Oh! なるほど? Well, if they didn't drop the fucking bombs, they wouldn't have had to leave. Now they fucking ruined it for everybody to live there. Or, I guess, resource war. Yeah. I guess they're out of resources, so that's why they want to leave. Okay, never mind. I take back what I said. I just realized why they would want to go. It started out as a vent about not understanding one movie, and yeah, now It's about me going really deep into a show. Some were generally there to save people? Really? Because it made it seem like every single vault was an experiment. It didn't, like, the game, my knowledge from the game and from the show made it seem like there is no single innocent vault. Maybe a management vault. But the management vault seemed like it was just people in cryopods. It didn't even appear as a vault. It was just part of that huge complex. No? Yeah, something about the distancing confused me too. Like when the whole Vault 31 emerged and then they were at Vault Tech. But wasn't, I don't know. Is that, I guess that's just where it is. Really close to Vault 31. And Commonwealth is the East Coast. Yeah, I am really curious about the Commonwealth now too. Cool, it was like a player glitched out and NPCs are not coded to help. Yes! I managed to make them allies. Oh! I'm so good. I should be the president. Oh, you mean in the first episode? Oh, that's so long ago. I guess I did see the cons. Yeah, the first episode started already so good. Okay, we gotta play Fallout 4. If you say it shows more on what they thought were experiments. Wait, so in Fallout 4, are people out of their vaults or are there still people in their vaults? No, we're not watching the Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase tomorrow. I don't think so. FEV test is the main plot for the first game. Water chip breaking also. Wait. I keep on forgetting and having a really hard time remembering where if the show is before or after. And but no, the flashbacks were before New Vegas and the main show is after New Vegas game. But yeah, the whole timeline is confusing. Now I'm getting more and more confused. I like listening to Wawa. I'm so sorry, I don't want to spoil you. Getting spoiled is like terrible, but I also understand the feeling of not being able to stop listening. There are people both in and out of the vaults. Okay. Naruhodo? Oh, I'm really curious. Yo, Todd, we cannot hate on Todd anymore. That season was so good and he had his hand in it. We can't hate on Todd anymore. Todd did well. He did well. I'm a supporter of Todd now. Fallout 4 does not show more. If anything, it's 1 and 2 that you should at least read about. Black Friction, where have you been? I missed you. Where have you been? Todd is a hack. No! Leave him alone! Yeah, we could... Gigi likes Fallout. I think, yeah, even, I wanted to play with Amma, but I think I could get... I don't know if I can get four people together. Is it okay to play 76 with just Gigi? Although she would mess around so much. She would mess around way too much. It explains how and why each vault was made. Well, I mean, I learned about a few here and there. I don't need to know about every single one of them, but... there was at least a few normal vaults, really. I mean, I understand 1 and 2 are probably lore-wise more revealing and appealing, but Fallout 4 has been recommended by a lot of you guys for me to follow up with, and I'm not gonna lie, I do prefer me some more modern graphics rather than older ones. Yeah. The ghoul from the TV show is in Fallout 76? Oh, I thought he was a completely new invention, new character. Plus, it takes 20 years before the show. Ah! 20 years before? So that's Sandy Shores. No? I got my timeline in my head. I think Sandy Shores was 20 years before. I have my lore down, baby. The show really helps me getting a bigger grasp and understanding of Fallout lore overall, more than I got in the game. I know, partially my fault for yapping too much, but it's just easier to take stuff in a TV show for me than in a game. I've been working mostly. I missed you! Nice to see you again. Gambatte. Pick Fallout back up. Do not drop Fallout. Taught those well when there's no code involved. Season 2 was so good. Yeah! My first time catching a Twitter space. I kind of like it, it's fun listening, also not seen it. Then forget everything I said. But I think if you have absolutely no knowledge, then whatever I'm saying, you will probably forget about it, and it won't mean much to you. So I hope you can still watch it. Oh my god, I'm so far behind. It says, like, your comments are 6 seconds, 9 seconds ago, but it's like, you're answering about things I said 5 minutes or 10 minutes ago. So the timeline 20 years ago was Sandy Shores incident, but it's happening on the East Coast, so I guess they're not gonna touch upon Sandy Shores. Okay, not a hotel. Well, I guess there's not really much to do about it. Yeah. They added the ghoul because of the show. Eh? But the show came after the game. You'd hate the gameplay of Fallout 1 and 2, not just the graphics. Okay, I'm out. You watched the vlogs? Okay, I'm glad. And lurking. you don't think I enjoy 1 and 2? Okay, well, you guys for once agree with me not going for the older games. Okay. Yeah. They gotta remake it. So there's 1, 2, 3, New Vegas, 76, and 4, right? And you guys are saying... Wait, is there a free? Or is New Vegas? Is New Vegas free? A live service game. They added the ghoul to the game recently. Oh, what? They can do that? Still, they still add things? Hot dog. Okie dokie. Hot dog. Okie dokie. Hot dog. I should be a... Next time I play a Fallout game, I should just repeat phrases. I should be a soundboard. Hot dog. Okie dokie. No, I'm following the comments quite nicely now. It's just I see them pretty late because I'm scrolling pretty late. Only halfway through. Oh my god! Go binge, binge, binge. Koopa has a nose past. Well, yeah. I can tell. Self-contained. So far, the show is the latest in the timeliness. Time zone? Ah, fuck! Why did it scroll all the way back? Oh. Yeah, I know 76 was originally very rough. It seems like every fucking Fallout game was really rough in the beginning. Todd! I watched a whole video that talked about how everything he fucking releases was a fucking mess in the beginning. Isometric? Yeah, no. Ah, free and new. They come in pairs. Obsidian. Obsidian made. I know. I learned that they made New Vegas after free. It's more of a side game, but it was so popular that, like, even though it was meant as a side game, now it's like so canon and so important and such a base. And I mean, they basically made a whole season of the show based off of New Vegas, which tells you a lot about it, I guess, how good it was. Okay, we have to find an end to this, guys. What's my first vlog? I'll think about it. But whatever we choose, it's not gonna be right away. Fuck it, updated again. Weirdly, scrolling me away from where I was. Ah, shit. Ultimo, ultimo, mo, owari yo, daijoubu da yo. Ittara. It's on the community to fix the game. The end is never the end. It's never the end. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go watch, like, deep dive videos now. I have to get up a bit early, but tomorrow is Doom, I think. Oh shit. Well. So much to do tomorrow. Okay. Yep. Not gonna think about that now. I'm gonna think about that when I wake up. Anyway, I had a nice day off, even though it was kind of short. Because I have to sleep early and I woke up late. So, but yeah. Was nice. Talk to you tomorrow in at Doom. I have some things to do before that. Some important things, but yeah. Thank you for listening. Go watch Hamnet in the movie theater. It is really good. There's literally nothing better in the movie theaters right now, I would say. It's really good. Go watch it! And go watch Fallout if you haven't yet. In German we say Auf Wiederhören. Auf Wiederhören. Auf Wiedersehen you say if you, like, are visually saying it to someone to their face because you're gonna see them again. Auf Wiederhören is I'm gonna hear you again. You say that on the phone. But you're not gonna be able to type that unless you have a German keyboard. What do you mean, Doom? I already did my Enfield dailies. Well, not really, but I did what I wanted to do. I did what I needed to do. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, no, it's good that I tangented now, because in Doom, we need to log in. Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay.